welcome to Dailyish for Friday, April 8th. This is the podcast I used to do sometimes. It's 6 degrees, feels like 1 degree with the wind chill. Heck of a wind chill out there. But you already know that because it's almost the end of the day. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for your podcast hosting and blog RSS feed analytics needs for 14 days, no contracts or commitments, and use promo code Dailyish during checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting. So, it's been a while. I've been busy, head down, working, all that kind of stuff. I forgot to mention, thank you to the Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting effort a little more directly. Thanks to folks like Jimmy Wilson and others who are there who are faithfully supporting me in this podcast, and as well as the other podcasts I do. Show Me Your Mic is returning. We're doing some fun stuff with that. If you haven't listened to the latest episode, number 105, of course, I'll put the link in the show notes. I'm looking for a few good podcasters. It's kind of too late to get involved in this month's thing, maybe. The reason I'm coming to you now, talking to you now, is because I am doing a little course thing. I've been playing around with, you're familiar with the Snapchats. I'm sure you've heard about it, how it's just like the kids use it and old people don't know how to use it and the usual sort of technology, cliches, I guess. It seemed like an interesting kind of medium to play in. So I started using the app and on my iPhone, and it's iPhone and Android only. Like, it's not a web app or anything like that. You have to use it on your iPhone. And so I was playing around with it and just having a little bit of fun with it. To me, it's just a silly app to play with. There's a few friends, one family member, I think, on it. Well, two now, I guess, technically. And a few internet friends and stuff, and you just kind of like send goofy stuff out, and you don't. I don't take it that seriously, anyways. It's not like a marketing platform to get more followers and to do a lot of analytics and research and faves and retweets and blorgs and Insta papers or whatever. But it's just kind of a place to like play around with photos, dumb filters that make your face look like weird monsters, and little quick videos, 10-second long videos that you want to send out into the world. And so I just have fun with it. And I was hearing from a lot of folks who are friends and stuff who sort of think it seems kind of neat, but are also kind of terrified because it has this perception as being the place that people send out naked pictures of themselves to the internet or something. I think primarily because when you first install the app and you open it up, you're greeted with a photo or the camera screen basically. And it's just like, there's no stream so you can see what other people are doing. There's no, user experience for it. Like the controls of how to get around in it are different and kind of very, hidden and not explained very well. That's gotten a little better. But it's a lot of like, what the heck is going to happen when I take a picture or video, and who's going to actually see it? And so a lot of people were kind of like just almost terrified is a strong word, scared to just use the app and try it out, even though it's a free app to use, obviously. And so I thought, I've often wanted to sort of do a bit of training. I've done like free screencasts on the web, on YouTube and stuff like that, and how to use different apps and things. And I have fun doing those, but I often have thought about doing some sort of like relatively cheap, inexpensive is the marketing way to say it, course on how to use something. And this kind of seemed like an interesting one to try because it's an app that people hear about. They're not like rushing out to grab it and to use it necessarily, but it's something fun to play with and just kind of like easy to talk through. But there is actually quite a bit of stuff to explain within the app so that people are comfortable with it. And so that's why I decided to put this together. I started sort of like just did a quick outline of it, and to sort of see how many videos I might break it down into break it into 5 to 10 minute long videos to make it easily watchable. And it's probably going to be 8 to 10 videos by the time I'm finished. And so that's sort of who it's for, why I did it. It's I'll have the link in the show notes. It's on special or whatever, pre-launch, pre-order kind of thing right now, where you can get it for $5 US, I think it works out to, and then it'll go to $7 when it's launched. So pretty cheap cup of coffee or whatever, a couple cups of coffee, depending on where you buy your coffee, I guess. And so that's what I've been up to in my air quote spare time on top of the other spare time or whatever. Yeah, it's just kind of a little experiment to have something to a small little thing to promote and sell and sort of walk through that whole process. As of right now, as I record this, I think there's about 4 or 5 pre-orders for it that are in. So I'll be quitting my day job pretty quickly, if you can't tell already. I just launched it yesterday, and there's already 5 pre-orders. So, you know, the writing's on the wall, right? This is the new thing. So nuts to podcasting and, you know, building websites and stuff for thousands of dollars. I'm in the $5 training course game now. But no, it's fun. It's just fun. I'm using Gumroad, which is a service for selling digital stuff and things like that. It's a fun service to sort of have it. I've wanted to have an excuse just to play around with that. And so we'll see where it goes. Who knows? So if you have feedback, if you've ever tried Snapchat or have contemplated trying it and have questions about it, I'd love to hear them, because I would love to include those as an extra video of, like, just people's questions, commonly held questions about Snapchat, the service and the app and stuff. So if you want, you can leave a comment in the subreddit in the link below, or email me chris@goodstuff.fm, or if you're in our stuffy Slack, send me a message there, or leave a comment in the Dailyish forum on the stuffy Slack if you'd like to. That would be awesome. How you can get in the stuffy Slack: if you're a Patreon supporter, you have access to that. If you don't have access yet, send me a note and I can get you in there. All right. I think that's it for this episode. I hope you have a great weekend. I feel like I might be coming down with a cold, so hopefully not. Talk to you there later. Bye.